That's a little section of Symphony No. 4 in A Major, Opus 90. It's Mendelssohn, the Irish Chamber Orchestra. Jörg Widmann is doing the business there and doing the business with me because he is on the line from, is it Munich you're in? Is that where you are,
it's
Jörg?
Munich. It's Munich, exactly.
Man. Now, look, you've been principal conductor and artistic partner with the Irish Chamber Orchestra for an awfully long time. You came to the Chamber Orchestra in 2008, am I correct?
That's right.
And now you've had enough and you're off.
Oh, no, that's not true. I'm in love with this orchestra. Yeah. But I think one should leave when it's most beautiful. You know, there are so many examples of people who stay for a very long time and the people are really not happy to see them back.
I don't think that's not the case. I take your point, of course, and I know the phrase. But you've made such a difference. And literally, by all accounts, from once you arrived, things were going well, but they really took off when you arrived. And you brought this great sense of, well, you tell us, because when you came to the Irish Chamber Orchestra, what did you find? Do you remember when you came back in 2008, the sort of orchestra it was and what they were up to? Do you remember?
Absolutely. From the first day on, what was always there with the Irish Chamber Orchestra is this incredible spirit of the people. You know, they're sitting at the edge of their seats and they give everything in the moment. And that was there from the beginning on. And we worked a lot on classical things like Mendelssohn, which we just heard. Yeah. So Mendelssohn was a major focus for us. We, except the Second Symphony, we recorded all of them. We had major recording projects. We had many tours, which an orchestra can grow with. You know, when we played at Carnegie Hall, we had a wonderful South America tour. And I can really tell you, and I really also want to tell the Irish audience, the orchestra was celebrated there. I remember when I said to the staff of Carnegie Hall, yeah, well, before the concert, well, would you like to join us? We go to an Irish pub afterwards. And they said, oh, let's see, you know, we're very busy. Then they heard the concert and the whole staff joined us, you know, because, you know, that, yeah, tells everything. Or the people in the Teatro Colón, that was one of my most beautiful memories with the Irish Chamber Orchestra. The people were just in ecstasy after our Schumann Second Symphony. So, but what I really have to say, I learned so much from the orchestra. Basically, I learned my repertoire as a conductor with them. You know, I will do Mendelssohn Reformation Symphony now, next year, with the Berlin Philharmonic. But where did I learn it from? Literally, from the Irish Chamber Orchestra. Oh, so I really mean it very literally and very seriously when I say I love this orchestra and we will always have a wonderful connection and I will return many times for sure.
Well, I think clearly there's a love affair between you and them and you, which is quite fantastic. So it must have been a bind to make the decision, to make the choice to change direction for you to move on.
Absolutely. And I already thought some years ago, not because I didn't enjoy it, but I want to give the orchestra really the opportunity to develop also. I really mean it seriously. It's a part of my, it has become a part of my life. And it's like you care, yeah, about, I hope I don't exaggerate, but it's like you care about a family.
I know.
Really, it's my musical family. When I come to Ireland and to the Irish Chamber Orchestra, for me, really, it's coming home. Yeah. And therefore, it really brought tears to my eyes when one day the Irish Times wrote about what I do with the Irish Chamber Orchestra, that I'm an honorary Irishman.
That really
touched my heart.
Yeah, well, that is, that, well, you are, by all accounts. You are, by all accounts. Listen, I must check, because you play the clarinet, and you started very young. You were only, from what I can gather, you were only about seven when you started on the clarinet. Is that right?
That's right. So everything started with the clarinet, from the instrument. And maybe that's also what my musician friends from the ICO can feel, you know?
Yes.
I'm not somebody who talks in an abstract way about music. It's very physical what we do. For me, a note, a sound, every sound is like a body, you know? It has a beginning, it has a body, it has a certain kind of end. And what I love, because you asked me what I could find with the orchestra from the beginning on, it's really a curiosity, even if we play pieces again after 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the people are curious. They stay curious. And what I know, so we had really world-class guest artists coming, you know, soloists coming to the orchestra, and all of them said, it's the amount of attention of the orchestra. You know, you walk in there as a soloist to our wonderful rehearsal studio, and the orchestra is just silent and, you know, in anticipation. But believe me, we did such hard work on the music.
Absolutely.
With love. But at the same time, what's really the character of the orchestra, we were laughing so much.
That's my point. You know? Yeah. That you were enjoying yourselves.
Exactly. Yes. Even in problematic situations or even desperate situations, we were laughing. And that's also what, if I may say, I love about the Irish mentality, you know.
Yes.
And that I remember our dress rehearsal of this unforgettable concert in Buenos Aires. Mm. And we had very short time. And we were playing in this wonderful hall in Sao Paulo the week before. Then we had 1 week off. And then we took up to the program again the Schumann Symphony, which we hadn't played for almost 2 weeks. And we had a very short dress rehearsal. And new acoustic, it's a wonderful hall, but completely different from Brazil. And it was really, everybody was a little bit scared because something didn't work anymore, you know. And then when the concert starts, we look at each other, we smile, and then we make music. And it was one of our most beautiful concerts.
Oh, that is wonderful. Because that was the great joy, I think, for you and for the Irish Chamber Orchestra, is those great travels that you did and bringing that music around the world with confidence, flair, and obviously having a good time as well. Listen, I want to play a little bit of you on the clarinet, conducting it on the clarinet. What a great man you turned out to be. This is obviously the Irish Chamber Orchestra with yourself and the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano. It's only 3 minutes, a short piece. Here it is. There it is. That's Jörg Widmann, who I'm speaking with at the moment in Munich, playing with the Irish Chamber Orchestra. Now, look, you've got this, and of course you have the event coming up on the 27th and the 29th of April, UCH in Limerick.
Yes, absolutely.
So what can we expect? Because it's a bar festival of music.
So for me, it was very clear, either we do a Mendelssohn program or a Mozart program, because these two composers were maybe, in the statistics, I don't know, but in my feeling, these were our most frequently performed composers. And we did also in Limerick and in Dublin, our last project was the last three symphonies of Mozart, okay. And which made me so happy too, because it was at the National Concert Hall in Dublin, and the orchestra was celebrated so much. You can feel from an audience reaction, we feel it immediately. If the people say, well, okay, it was a nice evening, it was worth coming, but nothing special. But this time, we all could feel something really special happen. Yeah. Therefore, I thought, let's play the Linz Symphony by Mozart, the overture of Così fan tutte, an opera work, and two pieces of myself, because I wanted to feature two of the wonderful wind players we have in the orchestra, our principal flutist and principal oboist. So we will include these pieces, and afterwards I think we will have a big party with many tears and a lot of many smiles at the same time.
And when you get an opportunity to do that, and as you say, to highlight individuals, that must be very special as well.
Absolutely, and that's the spirit of the ICO as well. You know, our principal bassoon player, Diego Kenna, our last CD we did, we played the Strauss the duet concertino for clarinet, bassoon and orchestra. He is our regular bassoon player who is also can be heard in the Beethoven 7th Symphony on the same disc. And then he plays as a soloist together with me in the Strauss, and he goes back to his orchestra seat and plays as a part of the orchestra in Beethoven 7. Yeah. That's really the spirit of ICO, and I could really feel how supportive the other colleagues were. Also, if somebody is ill, in one of our last concerts, somebody was really hardly able to go on stage because she felt bad. You cannot imagine the amount of support from the orchestra, and she did it very well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we have a piece from Strauss to finish us off today. But before I let you go, look, this event, it's the 27th and the 29th of April, UCH Limerick, and at the Bar Festival of Music. But look, so what are you up to now? What's the next plan for you, Jörg? You're back in Germany, so what are you up to? What are your plans?
So right now I'm sitting at my table when we hung up, and I will continue to finish my new orchestra piece. It's a danse macabre, I call it. It's not that long, but for a huge orchestra, a big orchestra piece that's for 6 and 7 co-production partners or orchestras. Yeah. That's what I will do next. And I will be very soon conducting and playing again. But to say it really again, for me, that's not an end. Something comes to an end, but we will always have really a wonderful connection. And I can't wait also to return to Ireland with the orchestra. Now we talked about our tours, but our series in Limerick and our concerts throughout Ireland. We were in Clifton recently. We played at the most wonderful churches as well. Yes. That really, I really mean it. It's will be always coming home for me, and I can't wait to see the orchestra again very, very soon.
Well, it sounds like you're not going to be away too long. It seems to me that this love affair is fairly permanent. There's no divorce, it's only a separation. That's all it is. You'll be back. You'll be back time and again. Listen, it's been a real joy talking to you today. I really enjoyed it. And principal conductor, as was, and artistic partner, as was, with the Irish Chamber Orchestra. Jörg, thank you so much for joining us. And we wish you well into the future. And don't be a stranger. Come in and talk to us whenever you're passing, won't you?
Oh, thank you so much. It was my pleasure talking to you.
God bless you.
Thank
you so much. You take care. So here it is, Jörg on the clarinet with that piece from Strauss with Diego Cella on the bassoon.